On this Pledge Sunday, one of the readings, the lectionary places in front of us, is from the Book of Lamentations, which we know best from that verse right there at its very center. Halfway through the book, it says, "But I call to mind, and therefore have hope. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. God's mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning." And we realize what a bold, courageous statement that is when you read the rest of the book, a series of poems about grief and sadness, where it says, "How lonely sits the city that was once full of people, that it is grieving the loss of community." The title of the book in Hebrew is simply the word "how," as in how lonely sits the city that was once full of people. Or we might say, how did this happen? How is this possible? How do we find a way forward? That grief is disorienting. But strangely enough, it is also clarifying that we realize what it is that matters the most. We know that saying, "Absence makes the heart grow fonder," and I guess that is true, that we realize how we value something in its absence. But the type of love and commitment spoken of in Lamentations about the loss of community is not the love full of giggles and butterflies. You know, where you feel like you're walking on a cloud and the sun will never set. That this is not the type of love where you have to glance in the mirror 4 or 5 times before you see somebody. This is a season type of commitment where you have shared the good and the hard, that you've celebrated special occasions but also forgotten an anniversary. It's sharing the peaks and the valleys. It's that type of commitment of love. And like we feel in the absence of an empty nest, where you come home one day and the house is strangely quiet. A type of quiet you only faintly remember from about 20 years ago, that everybody kept saying, "They grow up fast." And even though you believed them wholeheartedly, it still surprised you. And it's in the absence of the empty nest that we realize how much those years really meant. That the people of God have lost their sense of community. And they clearly see how important it was. And Paul is writing about something similar as he sends this letter to Timothy. He is sitting in prison, we believe, unsure whether he will be free again. He's writing in the absence of a community of support, and in his grief, he writes with great clarity that he wants Timothy to know those things that matter the most, what he expects from him as Timothy continues that ministry that they shared together. That he reminds Timothy of the people that shaped his life. Because he has the same faith as his grandmother Lois and mother Eunice. that I don't know where that invisible line is on the ground, but Paul has crossed it. That there is that line we don't always see, but once we step over it, we begin to look back. That we look back and realize the people that have given us the most sacred gifts in this life. It's the people that we have watched, peering over their shoulders, witnessing the goodness of God's grace as it is found in compassion, kindness, prayer, perseverance, commitment, grace, forgiveness, justice. That Paul wants Timothy to see where his source of strength is. And perhaps it's because Paul has been looking back himself, thinking about all that he is grateful for as he wrestles with this moment, sitting in prison, writing this letter to Timothy. Maybe he's thinking about those years growing up and how his family taught him how to make tents. A skill that has sustained his ministry for years. Or maybe has memories of that rabbi who taught him the stories of Scripture, the stories of Abraham and Sarah that have continued to speak to his life, even opening up new doors, widening the circle of grace to include Jew and Gentile. Or maybe he feels indebted to people like Ananias, who embraced him right there as the scales fell from his eyes, despite the harm that Paul had done. That Paul wants Timothy to see those people that have shaped his faith and will continue to give strength through it in the years to come, to see those things that matter the most. I have heard that it is an instructive exercise to sit down and write a letter to your younger self. Perhaps that's some of what Paul is doing, telling Timothy those things that he would have told his younger self. I have never done this, but if we sat down with pen and paper, would we tell our younger self to set different goals or to take more vacations, to learn from certain mistakes or to not sweat the small stuff? And of course, it is all small stuff. There's all kinds of good advice. But if I were to sit down and write a letter to myself, I think one of the things that I would write in bold letters to myself is, the answer is not found in you. I know that's not groundbreaking or surprising. But so often, we think, I have to come up with the answer. I have to take care of myself. I have to figure out what to do. That it can be difficult to look for the answers elsewhere, even within our collective faith. But I cannot imagine my life without those sacred gifts I have received from others. Gifts that at the time, I had no idea what they would mean. That we can learn to pay closer attention to the community around us, seeking out a conversation, asking the hard question, leaning on others for prayer and support, gathering wisdom for the journey at hand. knowing that found within those moments are gifts that matter the most. Sitting in this room as we do each week, there are times when I find my eyes drawn to the beautiful stained glass windows, looking at all of the different pieces of glass and the various colors and the light of God pouring through them, illuminating God's goodness around us. But if we look closer, there are also the seams in between the many pieces of glass, holding them all together. They are strips of metal that's been soldered to one another. They're not as pretty, but they are absolutely essential. And I think the many commitments that we make to the community of faith are like those seams. Whether that is just sitting together in this room as we worship, or serving the poor or the vulnerable, or offering a prayer for one another, or bringing our financial gifts to this place, that we don't always see how important they are. But they are like the seams of the stained glass window, holding all the pieces together as the light of God pours through them. I cannot express to you the depth of my gratitude for this place or its people, or all the ways that I see the grace of God pour through this place, benefiting this world. But we can look back and be grateful, knowing that we share the peaks and the valleys together, and that every time we look back, it will always call us forward. Amen.